Okay, last question. Oh, no, sorry. A few more questions. Just okay, number 11. So, in this production, were you looking for a particular type of performer or to collaborate with?
Well, I did have a open call for dancers for this piece of work. I'm open for all form of movers, even physical theater trained or whatever genre dance trained. And in the audition itself, I'm very clear what I'm looking for, and it's not about how straight your legs will be or how good or how beautiful your point is, but more of what you bring as a character in the audition on in the audition day while auditioning, and how when you're being challenged in terms of your improvisation during the audition time, how you work around that moment of thinking and doing. And that to me concrete who I want to use for this piece of work.
Having said that, can you share with us maybe two or three examples of dancers that you chose to work with because of what you felt they brought or could bring to the production?
For example, like the actor Lian, when he came for the audition, of course he did some contemporary movements and stuff like that that it was taught, and then it's just for me to look at him, how he moves as a, so to speak, quote, mover slash dancer, okay, or performer slash dancer. And because his improvisation segment, he prepared a little solo, a little theater solo, and after presenting his solo, I've told him, for example, in his original version was he acted a very strong and angry person, and I said that now I would like you to say your text or even move in the softest quality that you can, and just to change the whole character, and if the character will be different from your original character, so be it. And he was given 5 minutes to change the whole entire so-called monologue, you know, like most actors would prepare. When he changed that, the whole thing became a comedy from an angry person, from an angry monologue. It became like, you know, he was floating and he was drunk and he was high and he was in having drugs or whatever. And that tells me what and how much this person is willing to throw out and transform to be another character, or believing in what the tasks kind of guide him towards within a short 5 minutes. And even though after, when time's up and I ask him if it's ready, he said that he has not finished the last part of his monologue yet. I said, it's okay. You just improvise throughout. But just show me what you have prepared and show me what you've not prepared. And I can tell the difference. So, which means this person is able to work with cold feet. He's able to work on his toes. He wouldn't know when and where. Hence, he was shortlisted. Simple things like that.